Dr. Dennis Murray has been at the Marist helm since 1979. At the request of the Marist Board of Trustees, Murray will stay on as Professor of Public Policy and in the traditional role of President Emeritus. Rob Dyson is a businessman and philanthropist. He is also former chairman of the Marist College Board of Trustees and a current board member.
Dennis Murray's service to Marist College is unprecedented in higher education, not only for the length of time that he served, but also the depth and breadth of the improvements and expansion that he's done to Marist College.
He describes his Dyson Foundation as having been inextricably linked to Marist for years, in terms of offering scholarships and supporting building projects and other initiatives. And he credits Murray with affecting day-to-day changes as well as overarching ones.
You know, this is a school that was went from being a also-ran to being a factor in computer science, in fashion, in business, in communications, when it was not even thought of.
Tim Massey was chief public affairs officer for Marist for 17 years and is adjunct professor of communication at the college.
Dennis's legacy of having the college be an important factor in the community is perhaps one of his greatest accomplishments. He took Marist from being a small, sort of inwardly focused institution to one that looked out toward the greater community.
Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro says that under Murray's leadership, not only has the Marist campus expanded, but so has the impact on the county.
Dennis Murray, as an economic development leader, has helped Dutchess County to develop waterfront, to Hudson Riverfront access, and certainly has assisted in his leadership of the state and governor's regional economic development councils, where not only has Marist itself, through cloud computing and other investment, made an impact in Dutchess, but has supported businesses, small businesses, medium-sized businesses throughout Dutchess County, and that's meant jobs and economic development, and he's been a part of all of that.
Jeff Kosmacher is Director of Media Relations and Public Affairs at another Poughkeepsie college, Vassar. He credits Murray with expanding the reach of Marist.
Certainly Marist has a prominent role as a institution of higher education in the Hudson Valley that today is far greater and in far greater scope than it had when he began, and that's to his credit. Leadership like that doesn't come around every day.
Again, Massey.
There are so many groups out there that need meeting places, and I would get literally dozens and dozens of calls every year when I was at Marist from organizations saying, hi, Tim, we'd like to meet at Marist. We have 50 people coming. Do you have a nice room for us? You know, and Dennis never said no to that whenever I asked him about it. It was host them, give them a great space. If they need something to eat or drink, give them that as well. And it was that welcoming feeling that led people to see Marist as their community's college. And I hope that continues under whomever gets this job when Dennis retires.
Here's Molinaro.
Can we carbon copy Dennis Murray? What Dennis has provided is an attention to detail and a deep understanding that the college's success and the impact of the college is much more than excellence in education. It's a connection to the community.
He says the next president will be expected to continue in this fashion. Dyson offers his thoughts about the expectations of the next president.
His successor is going to have to, on a very ongoing and concerted basis, address the pressure that higher education is under nationwide. That Marist is going to have to respond to that. I think we have in the past, keeping our tuition levels low, keeping our value high. The value of our Marist education has been expanded, and it's higher than it ever has been. But I think that in the future, that's going to come under a lot of pressure, as it has everywhere else. And I think that's got to be one of it. The other thing is to make sure that the ongoing delivery of education, the educational product, also gets constantly rejuvenated and updated nationwide.
In a message to the community, Murray wrote that for the past 36 years, it has been his honor and privilege to serve as president, and that the college today is a strong institution with exciting plans for the future. And for that reason, it seems like a logical time for new leadership. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.